Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 17th Lecce European Film Festival, Festival del Cinema Europeo di Lecce. Today I'm in company of Dietrich Brueggemann, director of Heil, screening here in the European comedy section.
Can you give us like a brief introduction of your film, Heil?
It's complicated. Well, my film Heil deals with Germany, and it's circled around a group of neo-Nazis. But it's not exclusively focused on Nazis, but on everyone in Germany. And it's a comedy. It's not saying that every German is a Nazi, but it's saying that everyone has some issues, and it's complicated. And I hope it's funny.
Why satire? Why comedy to treat this topic?
I can't answer that question because satire is the beginning, and then the topic came. So I would have never treated this topic in any other way. I think the only way to honestly deal with politics as a filmmaker, as an artist, is satire, because you have all these contradictions, all these different perspectives, and it's like a chemical reaction. If you put different elements together in one glass, they just explode. It's what happens. Satire is what happens when you put this topic in my head, so I can't do it in any different way.
I read, I don't know if it's correct, that you based some of the characters on the episodes and on things that you read on papers. So is that true? And are there really these kind of things in Germany?
Oh, yes. I mean, Many things that happen in the film are kind of based on stuff you read in the papers or hear from friends, like the small town mayor who tells the policemen stop going after the Nazis all the time because we don't want this bad publicity. Things like these happen, or like the policemen who are always like asking the black guy for his passport. Of course it happens. And I think good comedy always comes from reality. The stuff that I can think up in my head is mostly not as sharp and as the stuff that really happens out there.
In the case of Germany, for example, there might be the problem is what's in the middle. I mean, there are the anti-Nazi and the neo-Nazi, but there's all the people in the middle that I'm wondering about. The ones that are not that extreme, but what's the position of Germany at the moment? What do you think? When you talk to people, I mean, normally, not this extreme episodes, extreme people.
Yeah, there is a middle, but I think it's the same everywhere in the world. You get the idea that the middle class is like economically, it's falling apart because people are getting poorer and it's harder and harder to make a living. So this middle class is deteriorating, and it's not exclusively economy because when you just fall down and your life falls apart, then of course you're prone to all kinds of radical parties that blame it on someone. So in Germany, we from the outside, I think we're still going strong and it looks like we're a wealthy country that's thriving and stuff. But from the inside, it's kind of different, and it's very confusing. You get really mixed messages. We have this strong, really, really strong refugees welcome movement right now, which is the best thing that could happen, that people actually actively make a move to integrate and welcome people and teach them a language and make them a part of society, which is the greatest thing. And on the other hand, we have the far right is on the surge, and really we have a right wing party now, which we didn't have all those years. Now we have a right wing populist party that's like drawing like 15% of the votes. So mixed messages.
And what do you expect from the audience today, the Italian audience? Do you think that we can relate to the film more than other countries, for example?
Italy and Germany used to be allies in World War II, so maybe they know what I'm talking about, yeah? And they had fascists. So, I don't know, I think it's more an individual thing. Some people love the film, some hate it, and it's the same everywhere. So,
what's the reaction in Germany?
Well, some people love it, some hate it.
What was the thing that you heard about your film that you weren't thinking of? If somebody knows it, sometimes some director tell me, okay, some people got something out of the film that I was even thinking about doing.
Some people got the message that I didn't have a clear position on all these things, and that kind of made me scratch my head, because I think it's very clear in the film what I think of all these things. And that doesn't keep me from making fun of everyone else. But come on, I mean, how blind can you be to not get the message out of this film?
I think I was reading that you said once that we don't make the same mistakes. Well, we tend to make new ones. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Do you think that we learned our lesson? And
you know,
we were talking about Trump, for example, or Berlusconi. I mean, so...
Yeah, times change, people don't. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure if there's one point in history where you could possibly pin down an instance where someone made the same mistake twice. I think we tend to make new ones, but the motivations are mostly the same, because people don't really change. We're mammals. We have instincts. And so, you know, the driving forces are mostly always the same. We want to be loved, and we want to be, like, respected, and... I want to be successful individuals that have lots of offspring and wealth to show off. I mean, that's what I've changed. So, but I don't feel a position to give, like, final statements on these topics.
What is your next project going to be?
I don't really know. I'm writing two or three or four things at the same time, different stages, and I have one film that is going to be very, very megalomaniac and expensive, and we're never going to get that financed. So I'm planning another one that's going to be like an average budget film, which is going to be very, very serious. I have no idea. Maybe it's a post-apocalyptic science fiction film or something in America, or maybe just made for TV German crime drama.
Thank you, Dieter Brüggemann, for being here with us at the 17th edition of Lecce European Film Festival with Isle, and this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.